Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers. Since the coronavirus outbreak began, sales of new cars across the country are down significantly. Auto manufacturing has been hindered by disruptions in the supply chain, and some plants have shut down. Despite low interest rates and new safety precautions at dealerships, it may not be enough to encourage people to buy a new car, especially since consumer spending is down overall. Plus, with many of us working from home, we're spending even less time in our cars. But auto contributor Mark Savage recommends still driving your car every once in a while to avoid bigger problems down the road. He joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to discuss car care and what the immediate future of the auto industry may look like.
Mark Savage, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Thank you.
So as most people are working from home, we've definitely not been using our cars as much. So what are some general basic car care tips we should follow in order to make sure that leaving our cars in the garage won't lead to further problems down the road? Because it's easy to forget about them.
It is easy. And, you know, if you don't have something you're going out for every week at least, then you probably need to go start your car occasionally. You don't want your battery to dry up on you and stop having a charge. So I'd say every couple of weeks, if you're not using your car weekly, go out and just start the car. If you've let it go so far that it already is dead and you had to get a jump start, then it's usually suggested that you go about 30 minutes of runtime. And my thought would be probably best to take it out and just run around the neighborhood a little bit with the car, get things running and moving, because not just the battery needs to be recharged, but all of your seals, all of your gaskets, they start to dry out if there's no liquids going through them. So when you start your car up, obviously the oil and the antifreeze and everything starts moving. And that kind of helps keep everything lubricated and ready to go. One other weird thing is probably more of a problem in the winter if you leave your car sit for maybe a month at a time, is you get a flat spot on the bottom of the tires. And most of the time, that'll work itself out after you drive a little bit. But sometimes, maybe even an older tire, it won't round out as quickly or as much. So you might be driving and always have a little thumpity thump or a little bit of a vibration there. So you want to keep doing that, basically. So it's just don't let your car sit for more than like 2 weeks at a time, I would say.
And drive it around for about 10 minutes?
Yeah, I'd say drive around for 10 minutes. You know, we're all kind of tired of being in the house, and especially on the rainy days that we've had so many of. So what's wrong with, you know, you're not infecting others if you're just driving in your car, is the way I look at it anyway. I'm no scientist, but I think, what the heck, you know, I get in my car, I can drive around the neighborhood, maybe 10 or 15 miles, turn around, come back. Where I live, I can easily be out in the country in about 5 minutes. So it's kind of nice to go see some trees starting to bloom and things like that.
And speaking of trees blooming, as we get into spring and early summer here, usually this is a prime time for car sales, but obviously car sales are down. So what kind of consumer-friendly financing or sales strategies are out there? And is it really working if we have nowhere to go? I don't think they can market their way out of it.
Well, I know that, you know, there's been a lot more ads for low interest rates for cars right now. I just talked to Jim Tolkien over at the Dealers Association the other day. He said the good news is Wisconsin's not doing as poorly as the nation on these things, on car sales. For April, I think national sales were down 49%, and here it was only like 42% or something along that line. But the problem, of course, being is that April, a lot of times when people are getting tax returns, they're going to go out and spend, you know, some of the money on that or use it as a down payment. So that's why you're now starting to see these new offers come out. And, you know, the car dealerships are open. They're an essential business, and you can get your car serviced and you can buy things. They do things a little differently right now. Like they're doing a lot of stuff over the phone. Obviously servicing your car, you can't do that way, but buying one, you can do almost all your research online and figure out your deal and so forth. And like anything else, all of this is just being smart. Do as much research as you can at home and call the dealership or email the dealership. They're still doing test drives. I've talked to a couple of dealers. Everybody's happy to do test drives. Most of the salespeople are you know, they have kind of limited staffs right now, but they will arrange for you to go drive. Someone from the dealership won't necessarily go with you because obviously they don't want to be sharing that enclosed space with you. And then when you get back, they wipe down the car. They have disinfectant that they'll be using on the doorknobs and the steering wheel and so forth. In fact, you know, I get the test cars all the time that I'm testing, and that's exactly what they do. When they bring it to me, as they get out of the car, they're wiping off the steering wheel and anything that they've touched, obviously, gear shifts and radio buttons and whatever. So incentives are out there. And then I've also read that we're going to be looking at probably $3,000 to $6,000 rebates on cars, which, I mean, I'm old enough to remember that when almost every car was sold with a rebate at some point because they were trying to get the car sales moving. And, you know, that's a pretty amazing chip off of any car. You know, average car is 35, 36,000, average truck 45,000. So.
And with the cost of not just buying a car, but making a car, how has car manufacturing been impacted? Would you compare it to the situation in what was troubling the car industry in 2008 during the recession? Obviously, these are different circumstances in which plants had to close for a period of time or reduce operations. But how are we going to see the car industry?
Right. Well, the car sales themselves are way worse than they were in 2008 as far as just for the last 2 months. Yeah, obviously, everybody could sell probably almost all of February. It's not the same because the problem now is every car manufacturer has a just-in-time way of doing business. And for those unfamiliar, that means a transmission is shipped from the factory next door that makes it, or the other company that makes it for you that's nearby. That comes in that one door. They put it on the assembly line. It goes down and gets installed in the vehicle, and the car rolls out the other end. And it's the same for all the product, all the components of a car. So what has happened was, as soon as any factory that supplied manufacturers starts going down, or, you know, starts closing, then they got to stop making the cars. And it's also going to take probably, I'd say, 4 to 6 weeks for the car makers to kind of get back up to full capacity. Right now, they're just starting back up. Ford announced it was opening up some of its plants on Monday earlier this week. And I think you'll see them probably start at a low level to try and just get things moving again. And then one thing I also heard is that the Mexican factories that supply a lot of the components for the cars these days, most of them are still closed down because they haven't reopened anything yet. So it may be a little while before we see full production. And I think Jim Tolkien told me that dealer inventory is about 30 to 45 days right now. That's not bad, obviously, if you want to go in and buy a car, but usually they're 60 to 90 days. So sometime this summer, I would imagine they'll get back to where they need to be, assuming factories all open and things keep rolling along.
With that just-in-time system, does it make sense to start making cars right away if a lot are just sitting on lots waiting to be sold?
Well, I think the thought is that they want to probably get the most popular things back. Pickup trucks are the most popular things in our culture these days, and some SUVs, of course. But pickup sales for the last couple of months, the domestic pickup trucks have totaled more than all the car sales in the last couple of months. So they're going to be trying to get those factories fired up as quickly as possible because that's what people want. And that's what's sold out or that is down to just minimal supplies that are out there. And so they got to get stuff like that back into the lineup.
So the sale of new cars are a little dependent on what's available and, of course, production starting to ramp up once again. But what about when it comes to used cars?
Well, used cars is kind of a bottomless pit, and it's always there, and there's always a lot of cars out available. Obviously, some are being traded in on those new cars, but some people are just selling, or, you know, they've decided they only need one car instead of two maybe at this point. I've been talking to a couple of people who say used cars are plentiful right now. The auctions that sell used cars to all the dealerships, which we have there just south of Milwaukee, they've actually kind of cut their costs on this, and they're not selling at as high a margin. So the good news is dealers can buy more cars that way to supplement their lots. If they don't have enough new cars, they can get some more used cars to put on the lot. They didn't cost them quite as much, And that means they can either pass that savings on to you, which hopefully most of them do, but they also may be able to work out a little bit higher margin for themselves, which, you know, helps keep them in business and helps keep people employed. Another thing that I've heard is some of the car rental agencies have started selling some of their cars to the auctions and so forth. And that is probably going to supply us with even more newer used cars that will be in the marketplace.
Much like any other businesses or on the individual level, we've been getting financial aid. Do you think congressional aid is needed once again to help out the auto industry?
Well, I wouldn't doubt that it might be needed at some point. I think that's probably a little bit further down the road until we see, now that things are starting to reopen, how quickly does stuff come back and what kind of shape are the businesses in? I know the incentive plans and the grants that have been given through the Small Business Administration has helped the car dealerships because that was meant to pay salaries. And so they've been able to pay salaries, generally speaking, through April and probably partially into May. So now we're looking at, you know, is that extended? One dealership said that they were breaking even because of those loans that they got, or not loans, but grants that they got. So I think that's a good thing for them, but we'll see. It may be another month or two before we know any more about that.
Now, on the other end of the car spectrum, there's, of course, all the recreational activities. There's races, car shows in the summers. Do you imagine a smaller or a drastically changed season when it comes to those fronts? I mean, people aren't going to want to flood to convention centers.
No, sadly, I think, Milwaukee was lucky we got our car show in before this all happened. So that was nice. I know the other shows, New York show, now the Detroit show was supposed to be in July. So I would imagine that those will be canceled. A lot of races have been canceled. I know Slingers Speedway was supposed to have races this last weekend. Of course, it rained. That's been put off for at least another week. But I think you'll see some of that start to come back. The car shows, I'm not sure how those will be handled, but I think if they're outdoors and in a big field or something, they may be able to do that and just limit the number of people that come in. But I think what we're looking at is a summer without many of the sports and the car events and things that we really, you know, a lot of people, especially in Wisconsin, enjoy for the summer because it's something you can do, go outside and enjoy the summer weather. But I think we're going to be seeing limited racing, limited car shows and all that, probably at least to the fall and maybe beyond, you know, depending on what the virus does and does it bounce back on us or not.
Excellent. Well, Mark Savage, thanks again.
No problem at all. I'm not doing anything else. I'm just sitting here in the house.
Mark Savage is Lake Effect's auto contributor, and you can find all of our past segments with him at wuwm.com, along with his weekly column. He spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski.